Teams are trying to figure out, this is like the earliest way of saying they have no idea if they actually can trade for him. Teams are trying to figure out, should they offer for TJ Watt? Like, is he an actual available player on the market? And while I'll say I think it's a 2% chance he's even on the market,
I don't think they're trading.
Because I don't know any teams who give away pass rushers of his caliber very often. It happened with Khalil Mack once, and it happens occasionally, but not often. Like, I'm just not very often. It occasionally,
and TJ Watt is better than what Khalil Mack ever was.
But Khalil Mack was like, I mean, he was on a run during that
time.
But
TJ Watt is, over the last decade, might be like the second best, third best. Other than Aaron Donald, I would put TJ Watt maybe as the second or third best defensive player in the last decade.
In the sport.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I've seen top-end pass rushers, which he obviously is, be moved occasionally in the sport. And no, not to the point of TJ Watt. He's not a level of player. It does happen occasionally. If there is any universe in which TJ Watt is available, the Chiefs should sell their soul. There is not a single draft. There's not a number of draft picks or a player on this team who I do not think, outside of Patrick Mahomes, who should be protected if TJ Watt is an available player
So you'd give up Trent McDuffie and a second round pick right now?
Yes.
By the way, that wouldn't even get it done.
Oh, yeah.
I would do it. And I love Trent McDuffie as a player. I just can't emphasize enough how rare a pass rusher of his caliber is available on the market. I don't care what number he wants contract-wise. I don't care how many years it is.
My only question realistically, so in October he turns 31, and he wants probably a new four-year deal. And whatever Chris Jones got a couple years ago, it's going to be that dollar amount or more, right? So it's going to be way above that. So we just got done start the show talking about Chris Jones next year slated to have a cap hit of $44 million. Huh? So yes, you could space it out for TJ Watt in this hypothetical, but how do you have Chris Jones, Trey Smith, and TJ Watt's brand new contracts all under the cap and a new contract for Patrick Mahomes under the cap coming up? That'd be my only hesitation.
I think he'd be the exception.
The other part of it would be, I honestly think it would take 2 first-round picks. So I think it would do that, and that's what I'd
give up 2 firsts.
It would be
I don't have to give up
a player. I'm not giving up 2 firsts and Trent McDuffie. No, and a new contract. No.
Okay. Fine. There's a level of steep in which
the new contract part is a hurdle for me. But I would give up 2 first-round picks to make it happen. If you also told me you had a way to move Chris Jones, because you would have to move Chris Jones in 2026.
Fine.
Yeah.
Like, and I love Chris Jones, and he's a dominant player. These are the years that TJ Watt has put up in the league since he was 20. He's been in the league since he was 23. He's played 8 full seasons in the NFL. He's played 121 NFL games. He has 108 sacks.
Yeah.
Since his rookie year, where he had 7 sacks, 13, 14 and a half, 15 led the league, 22 and a half led the league. He's led the league in tackle for losses 3 different times. He had 19 sacks.
These are all reasons why he's not getting traded. these are all reasons why he is not getting traded.
I mean, he's led the league in forced fumbles 2 of the years. He's 6, 8, 5, 4, and 6 are 4 of the last 6 years he's had forced fumbles. I'd take those for sack numbers out of certain players.
In a year in which the Steelers signed Aaron Rodgers, traded for Jalen Ramsey, you know, traded away George Pickens, traded for DK Metcalf, there is no chance, no freaking chance TJ Watt is getting traded to anybody.
I agree.
If a trade like actually would, do you think the Steelers would be more likely, obviously you'd want to replace him, like George Karloftis included, but if the Chiefs offered Rashee Rice a 2nd and a 3rd.
That doesn't get it done.
It doesn't get it done.
Again, I would do that.
You would trade Rashee Rice a 2nd and a 3rd for...
Yes, I would do that. By the way, that's less to give up than 2 firsts, so yes.
That's less than giving up McDuffie.
Yeah. That's a no-brainer.
Look, I understand for this year, it once again sets the offense back to a place that I'm not trying to put him back.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll just tell you right now, a defensive line that includes TJ Watt, Chris Jones, and George Karloftis is a defensive line that gives up... A defense that gives up 9.5 points a game.
Easily the number one defense in football.
It's the best defense in football. They might be the Ravens of the, like, I'm just like, a defensive, like,
healthy, yeah.
Do you imagine any defensive line for a single year that includes Chris Jones still at his age and TJ Watt is an it's an immovable object. Good. I mean, genuinely good luck. Like, that's the best defensive line in football, and I don't even care about the supporting cast players we're talking about, which are also okay.
Has TJ had injury? Hasn't he been injured the last 2 years?
He's had some injuries, yeah.
Shoulder. 2 years ago, he was... 3 years ago, he only played in 10 games. He's played in 17 games each of the last 2 years. He has had one injury-shortened season in which he played only 10 games. Every other year, he has played 15, 16, or 17 games. So injury-prone would
in
be
his entire
not accurate.
In his entire career, including the injuries, he averages 15.2 sacks a season every year. Including that's the average of his entire career.
Yeah, 15.2.
15.2.
Sold!
He's not getting traded. But yes, it's fun to think about.
He averages 15.2? That's just like a run-of-the-mill year for his ass?
That's what happens when you have a 22.5 and a 19 sack season mixed in there.
Mm-hmm. And the bad years are 13, 14.5, and 15. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I'm sure he does average 15.5 sacks. Yeah, I'd be sold in a meeting. I don't think it's going to happen. I just wanted to bring it up. If other teams are bringing it up, I want to at least mention it.
It'll be training camp, and he'll get a mega deal signed, and everybody will be happy in Pittsburgh.
If he did get traded anywhere, it'd be like Pittsburgh would never send him to an AFC team. Like if it actually got to that point, the Commanders or you know
that would make them scary.
Somebody else. So it would be somebody in the NFC, the Packers, somebody like that.
Highest paid defensive end, by the way, in the league per year right now. You know, everybody views it different, but per year is Myles Garrett.
He just got the big one.
$40 million per year. He blew the previous number of 35.6.
The Bengals need to hurry up and pay Trey Hendrickson before Watt gets.
They gave him $123 million guaranteed. It was more than the $122.5 million guaranteed that Nick Bosa.
Now Myles Garrett, 2 years younger. In fairness, if we're just being honest about the situation,
is
2 years
really?
Young. 2 years younger.
Myles Garrett all matter in the case.
Myles
of
Garrett
TJ
is 29. So you're not as concerned about giving a 4 year deal to Myles Garrett. Also,
would you?
The same thing applies. The Cowboys will be the last team to sign their guy, like they do every time. They'll wait till the day before the season starts. They'll sign Micah Parsons and they'll pay an extra $5 million a year because they waited.
I guess real quick, Cody, would you be worried at all? Not that it stints the window to win, but with TJ Watt being 31, Chris Jones being as old as he is, are you worried that as soon as they're gone,
you have no defensive linemen?
Yeah, you have to make up a ridiculous amount of production while also giving up, if it's Rasheed Rice or McDuffie, you also lose that.
Sure,
it shortens the window
in
a way.
Patrick Mahomes is 30,
you better
and
get
I'm
done.
Just going to maximize the window. You know? Like, yeah, I'm sure. I'm worried about it, but not worried enough that I wouldn't do it.